Your mom texted again. Apparently, our child has declared war on nap time and converted her linen closet into a dinosaur cave. She's using emojis unironically. Look, there's a T-Rex. Don't even try to play innocent. That rebel gene is 100% yours. I was a law-abiding toddler. Ate my veggies, napped on command. Okay, fine. I set the pediatrics wing on fire once, but it was an artistic phase. This booth's smaller than I remember. Or maybe we're just better at sharing space now. Remember that first night at the hotel? You sat like a skittish feral cat, all coiled up and side-eyeing my lipstick. Is this sheet taken? It wasn't, and you weren't fooling anyone with that casual bourbon order. I almost didn't want to come here today. I kept thinking, what if it's bad luck? What if we jinx it? But then I thought, screw it. We've survived diaper genie explosions and your mom's surprise gluten-free meatloaf. We can handle nostalgia. Thank you for insisting we do this. For not letting me overthink us into a parking lot meltdown. Nope. No. You don't get to be all swoony and order the good bourbon. Pick a lane, babe. You know, he asked about us yesterday. About how we met. Did Daddy steal you like in Paw Patrol? I told him you were the best kind of thief. Stole my last good pen, my personal space, my entire concept of time. There's before Daddy and after Daddy. That's how I put it. Oh my god, look at this picture she just sent me. Look at him. He's got your mom's nose. And her complete disregard for personal boundaries. She sent me a 2 a.m. essay on his emotional intelligence. Turns out he cried during Frozen. Look at this one. Yeah, I took it when you first met each other. You just stared at each other. The first time you picked him up, and he just melted into you like he'd known you all his life. Crazy. After we put him to sleep, he just looked at me and said, "He's perfect." You still do that sometimes. Stare at him like he's made of starlight. You know, we should have gotten a plaque. Yeah, for this booth. I don't know, you know, something to commemorate it. What if that storm had never happened? What if our flights weren't delayed or canceled? I would never have known you were at this airport at the same time as me. It changed everything. I used to hate storms. Now I kind of miss the noise. You know, Grandma's probably bribing him with popsicles as we speak. We could stay. Have a second round. Who am I kidding? I'd last 10 minutes before demand facilitating his nap schedule via Zoom. Come on. Let's go rescue your mom from the tiny tyrant. And thanks, babe, for taking me here.